Thursday, KN4TFW.
Put $50 in just so I can hurry up and get on to work. It still took forever. And I barely got a little over half a tank.
Is the debt so high?
I understand why diesel's lagging so far behind, but I guess I got a choice. I could drive the wife's car, but who wants to do that?
Radio in that car.
And not much incentive there. For the weekend?
So this is the last full weekend Susan has to work before she retires. I don't think I got anything special planned. I know I saw where next weekend is the Oceana DX, some kind of competition there, so I might be on the radio then.
The calendar lately to see whatever contests are coming up this weekend.
Any grass cutting to do, but some yard work to do. Since it'll be a lot cooler, maybe I'll feel like getting out there.
It'll probably be pretty cool Saturday morning. I mean, it's supposed to be down right at 50s, right? I mean, I'm sure you can get out there early enough, it'll still be nice and cool.
I'm calling it 59 right now.
Yeah, going tent camping. Because my wife ain't, you know, she ain't got to go. But we thought about doing that for her birthday. And we looked at the weather, and it was supposed to be pretty cool Saturday morning. It's pretty cold, don't really get along.
We'll be begging for the warmer weather, right?
Snow or not, you know. I don't mind snow. I like getting out there and getting the boys out, but I wouldn't mind a few of those, and then I might be ready for warmer weather.
I see there's a couple of hurricanes brewing out there that we might get some rain off of. That, but they're saying overall this winter is supposed to be drier and warmer, although the almanac says different.
Kind of the same. The La Nina is still in play. I think it's supposed to be. Then I saw one. It's a really weird chart. You know, it showed areas that were above average rain, and then like below us towards the south, you know, you would see above average dryness, and then for our area it was like equal chances either way. I'm like, that's one way to describe being neutral or even or something. I just thought it was a really weird way to put it, to say that we would be more normal and could be drier or wetter, who knows.
It's the weatherman laying it out there, so he can't be wrong.
Yeah.
Like that, where you don't have to be correct or anything, you just got to show up and just do something.
Take your best guess, and if it don't work out, then hopefully, you know, you still got a job.
You know him this weekend?
Right, we'll be at Saturday. Got to go to Lowe's, and well, Saturday and Sunday we'll be selling popcorn at Lowe's, and I'm trying to think what else. That should be it. It's my wife's birthday, so I got to take the boys shopping today, and I'll let them pick out something for her, and then I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
I probably got to do something to celebrate the wife's last day before she retires.
Radio technician license book. That way she can play on the radio.
Didn't mind using the radio. She just didn't want to have to take no tests. So I probably need to do GMR, I guess.
Be able to take them online?
Probably can. That's probably, you know, it's going to be a matter easier than going to a place. But I'd like the experience of going to one.
Nothing anyway. she starts studying the questions and answers, and she just, I don't know, it's like she gets frustrated because she can't get the answer right. I don't understand that.
It's just mostly about rules and regulations and that, but I think maybe this weekend I'll since there's a special cord to program the Baofeng, let me find it, see what I did with it, and then maybe put some GMRS in it and see if we can make some contacts.
Did you ever get your APRS going?
It's really weird. The day that I got everything switched over and adjusted and that, and I transmitted from upstairs in the house, it put me on the chart. It said I was at my house and not at Richard's house. But after that, it hasn't done anything.
The external antenna or something like that, it still won't do it?
Not yet.
Are you the radio beaconing, meaning, sending out a transmission?
Sends it out every 2 minutes. I can see it, and I got a hotkey I can hit to make it send. You know, in a couple of days when I was walking the dog, I did it, but it never changed on the, on the APRS site. It just had an older date.
Get an antenna on Ferris Mountains. It's not quite picking up the 5 watts, either from the rubber duggy or the, that's what I would say. I think if you tried it on a different antenna, I would see. Maybe even hook it to your home 2-meter antenna and see if it'll pick you up to get the new data off of it. And that'll at least tell you whether it's the antenna itself or whether it's something else.
With it this weekend, hook it to this antenna, which this one's pretty cheap. And that, but make get it Bluetooth to my car and do a couple of things. I need to program it for the trip to the daughter's house at the end of next month and everything. So we'll give her a try.
I've tried it from an HT, even with the little window mount antenna kind of hanging over the window. It would pick up here and there. It just wasn't anywhere near as accurate as if I used the one on top of the house. Even then, on 85, you get down in these dips and you won't get picked up when you beacon. So then you got to wait till the next beacon to get picked up. It can be hit or miss, depending on your location.
You got to know where all those beacons are. I don't know where they're at.
One around here now is on Ferris Mountain. I can't remember its call sign, but like GSPCS or GSPSD or something like that. But it's only been up maybe a year or two. Whenever I was kind of building out my home APRS and learning about it, that's whenever they ended up putting that one up, so I didn't quite need mine as much. But it picks up pretty good, but there are spots where it just doesn't hear it.
More about not hearing it than anything.
In all honesty, that's why I use my phone to do it more than anything, so my wife, it's a lot more consistent, because every time it beacons, it goes to the internet, so, but it doesn't put out any RF that somebody around you can intercept, so they don't quite know you're there unless you're watching the map.
Phone, send out a message. How do you do that?
Play for you. You have an iPhone, and there's no free app. There are some paid apps that will allow you to transmit. So that's the thing. If you find a free app on the iPhone, it'll receive, meaning it'll show you the data from the internet, but it won't send your information. On Android, they have a free app called APRS Droid, and it works fantastic. I paid for my version to support the developer, but even the free version works just fine. You don't really have to pay for anything. But there are several apps out there. If you look on the App Store for iPhone, you'll see them. Just make sure it says that it can send it, and it should work. But most of them are paid that do it. You got to pay money for it.
$7, and that. But what's the difference between that and the
Find my phone app.
And what else?
It says find my phone or one of them tracking apps.
The difference? One of them just shows you ham radio operators around you that are doing the same thing you are, and the other one doesn't. That's about it. The functionality is pretty much the same, where you know, your phone sends a message to iCloud every so often, and whoever you allow to see it can see it. There's not a lot of difference there, I mean, in all honesty. But for me, my wife has iPhones and everything else, so she can't track my Android. So I use the APR. It's plus I can see who's around me that, you know, ham radio operators and stuff. So honestly, I think if you had a small external antenna, you would get picked up more often. It wouldn't be a ton with the HT, but I think you would get picked up more often going down 85.
I'll just hook my HT to this antenna and see how it does.
Look for, I don't know if your radio has it. If I remember, I'll check for you and see if I can find it. But most radios have like a smart beaconing system, meaning, you know, if you're driving along at 30 miles an hour, beaconing every 2 minutes is okay, because you haven't moved that far. But if you're driving at 70 miles an hour, then 2 minutes, you've covered a decent amount of real estate. And so smart beaconing, first you go to the right, and it'll send you the ham. Most of the time, if you change direction, meaning you make a turn, smart beaconing will send another beacon to show that you've made the turn on your new path. So it'll beacon more often based on your how you're driving than just a 2 minute or 5 minute interval or whatever. So that's usually the way I use mine if I'm going to be using my radio.
Yeah. Your 2 meter antenna, it's on the truck and it has an NMO mount, but I got the threads crossed up on it, and I finally got it apart from that NMO, and I got it fixed and put back on there. So I kind of hate to take it back off for fear to get all botched up.
The one you got on the car first one day, or like I said, I got one that'll hang over the window. You are welcome to try it and just see if it's worthwhile. I mean, we can meet up this next week sometime and I'll give it to you. You just need to throw a rubber ducky on it, or if you got a little longer antenna, and see if it'll put you on the map a little more often while you're traveling.
This one right now, and I mean, it'll be better than a window mount anyway, since it's, you know, hard mounted.
And that window mount, I mean, that's the downside. The little window mount doesn't have a ground plane or anything, so it's not the greatest in the world, but. Yeah, if you can use your trunk mount, I think you'd be a little better off, and it'll at least give you an idea of how well it's working and how good you'll get picked up by the repeater on Ferris Mount.
Bending a whip on the mag mount, sticking it to your license plate on your wife's car yet?
Haven't tried that yet. I haven't tried that at all. What if I get away with it? You know, that'd be kind of interesting. Because it wouldn't fall off, because it has the coax holding on, and it's magnetic, so I don't know, that might be worth trying. It's attached to the car at that point.
You can't say anything about it.
Let's see how it works out. So, well, Key and I am pulling in the parking lot, so once I get parked, I'm going to jump on out and head inside, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Be safe on the rest of your trip into work, and hopefully we will holler at you whenever I get off work today, but I'll probably get off a little bit early. So anyway, you have a good one, and hopefully we'll talk to you this weekend. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have a awesome short day at work, and enjoy the weekend. If I don't catch up with you then, KN4TFW 73.